This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. An estimated 1 million Turks rallied in the Aegean coastal city of Izmir today. They were demonstrating their opposition to the country's ruling party with its Islamist roots. It was the third major anti-government protest in the past month. After the recent collapse of Parliament's attempt to elect a new president, Turks are now focused on parliamentary elections set for July. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Izmir and joins me now. Ivan, what exactly is the agenda of the demonstrators who turned out today? It sounds like a massive demonstration.
I think it's just to show opposition to the ruling AK Party, this moderate Islamist party that controls a majority of seats in Parliament, especially as elections are approaching in July. And this AK Party looks like it's leading in the polls, especially. And the secular opposition parties are still very much fragmented and split. And I think there are many Turks, some of them today called themselves a silent majority, who feel they aren't well represented by these secular opposition parties, but they still want to make their voices heard. They're very concerned about the direction that this AK Party is leading them in. They're afraid that the party has a religious agenda. And interestingly, just because these are secularist protesters does not mean they like the West. There were a lot of banners that were criticizing the AK Party and what they claimed was an alliance with the U.S. and the European Union. They accused the AK Party of selling out the country to Western powers. And there were many people chanting Turkey should remain independent of the EU and the U.S., of imperialism. It should stay an independent country.
What are the chances of the ruling AK Party in the July parliamentary election?
Well, they are poised with the current election laws to once again do quite well in the elections. Once again, the opposition parties are quite split. There's no charismatic leader who can really rival Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is currently the prime minister of the AK Party government here. And he is actually pushing forward a whole raft of constitutional amendments to make lots of changes in the system of government, to make the president a slightly different position. He wants to make it a popularly elected position rather than a position that is elected by the parliament. And that was, of course, part of the reason behind a crisis last month that led to the annulment of presidential elections because of widespread opposition to an AK Party candidate who would have captured a powerful, traditionally secular post in government, the presidency.
Yesterday, a bomb went off in Izmir. Are people talking about that today?
I was really surprised that none of the demonstrators even brought up the fact that you'd had a deadly bomb in a marketplace in Izmir that killed one street vendor and wounded 14 more people. And it's anybody's guess who was behind that, though yesterday in Izmir, bystanders nearby the site of the explosion, they called it an act of provocation and blamed everybody from Islamic fundamentalists to Kurdish separatists to even rogue elements of the Turkish security forces, which gives you a sense of how polarized society is right now.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Izmir, Turkey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jackie.